It's our favorite naturalist come to join us again, Larry Weber, the host of Backyard Almanac. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. I thought you would say, and speaking of over the hill, here's Larry. Yeah, well, anyway.
I didn't think of it. Darn it.
Anyway, we are wrapping up this wonderful month of April, and it's been quite an interesting month. We will be ending it Monday. You mentioned, clouds and so forth. The bigger rains that are in the forecast are not until the 1st. And I even heard him mention thunder showers coming up possible next week. But let's look back at this wonderful month of April, quite a month that showed, what's the word, dichotomy? Quite a bit. We had as high as 70 and as low as zero or even below zero in some places temperature-wise. We had plenty of snow. Yeah, the average April has about 6.5 or so inches of snow. This time, we had almost three times that. We had over 18 inches of snow. But, and this is a very important one, the precipitation for the month has been an inch less than normal. That tells you that we had snow during those chilly days. It was dry snow, not the wet snows that we usually get. I'm a little concerned about that because March, of course, was below normal precipitation, too. So we'll see. Now, maybe things can turn around with our rainy season in May. The first half of the month was like a different world than the second half. The first half of the month, we averaged 24 degrees. And on many days, it was chilly. Three times here, I had zero or below. The 24 degrees for the first half. The second half averaged about 40 degrees. We are going to end the month still several degrees below normal, but nevertheless, quite an interesting month. Also, yes, we are headed towards another full moon. You may have noticed last night the very bright waxing gibbous moon that we have. If we have clear skies, we'll see it again the next couple nights. The official full moon date is the 30th. So we're headed for that. We are also now more than 14 hours of daylight. As of today, we reach sunrise at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it will continue to get earlier now for quite a while until we get into the past the solstice time in probably late June or July. With the birds, plenty of migrants showing up virtually every day. There is something new. Right now around my place, I saw every day something new. Kestrel, sapsucker, sharp-shinned hawk, red-winged blackbird that I had been anticipating, looking forward to for such a long time, finally showed up. I saw the first one on the 22nd of April, and the males come back. They almost always start singing. This particular one was not singing with the intensity that I expected, but a couple of days later it was. Females come back a bit later. Now, since the males came back so much later than normal, I expect to see females probably within 2 weeks. Normally, the males arrive here in late March, so more than 3 weeks behind normal. Lots of fox sparrows showing up. These are brownish, reddish-brown birds, bigger than the typical sparrows. They do a lot of scratching around, almost look like chickens scratching on the ground, looking for seeds and so forth. They live in the far north, and so the migration form is just passing through. They and the tree sparrows both have been doing the same thing. I always enjoy seeing the fox sparrows. They're just a terrific little bird. Other things of note, we had the first flicker, another woodpecker, along with the yellow-bellied sapsucker show up. The yellow rump warblers was an interesting one. I was a little surprised when I saw the first ones showing up, quite a few, in my backyard on the 23rd. Now, the 23rd is not anything that early with them. The average date over the last 10 years for the yellow rump warblers to show up here has been about the 17th of April. However, with the weather conditions being as they were, it was a bit of a surprise to see them come back so quickly. And since then, I've been seeing them every day. I have never had a year where the first warbler of the season has not been the yellow rump warbler. They're always number one. one of the reasons for that is in May winter, they don't go as far south as many of the other warblers do. Another one of note, a phoebe, and then cowbird, both showing up, grackles, all showing up about the next day. Cooper's hawk showing up, pine siskin showing up, flock of tundra swans yesterday, and yeah, I finally saw the pelicans along the river yesterday as well. For those who want to see pelicans, they'll be around now for a couple of weeks, and a good place to see them is a number of spots along the St. Louis River. St. Louis River is running now quite high and fast, and the ice that was out there is pretty much gone. So they could be spread out in a number of places. I happen to see them along the Highway 23 bridge, which I have found in the past has been a good one to see. And then I had quite a surprise show up at my bird feeder. I had been watching red poles all winter. The numbers were as high as 200. I estimated a flock of 200 on the snowstorm day of April 15. By about a week later, by the 19th, that flock had dropped to about 100. By the 20th, it had dropped to 10. On the 21st, 6. And then after that, I just had a sporadic visiting of a couple of them. The last one to show up on the 25th was these red poles decided to save the best for last. It was a leucistic one. It was a white red pole. Fascinating bird to see. It still had the red patch on the forehead, but otherwise the bird was white. Interesting critter to see. Other things of note, I've seen a couple kinds of butterflies, morning cloak, comma. They've been out there. And then there's this little tiny moth which has very colorful underwings, known as the infant. And I see them every year early in the season. One of the greatest discoveries for me this week was the frogs. I think I mentioned last time that when we get the melt of this snow, we get the formation of vernal pools, and that is where the frogs will court. The males will call the females, and they'll lay the eggs there. Well, I didn't expect it to happen as fast as it did. Here we get this snow on the 15th, and by the 16th, it was still in temperature in the 20s, and yet by the 21st, I heard the first chorus frog calling. And then yesterday, I heard the first wood frog. There are three. There's a trio that starts singing early, the chorus frog, wood frog, and spring peeper. I still haven't heard spring peeper, but I expect I will pretty soon. And then there's, in the world of plants, all you have to do is look outside right now and see that the lawns are greening. We are also getting plenty of the blossoms and catkins showing up on the maples. Maples don't have the catkins, but they have blossoms, and then things like the quaking aspen has the big, long catkins showing up right now. And yes, the first hepatica, the first wildflower of the season, was in bloom. I found it on the 23rd. I expect from a little bit of looking around that I did yesterday that now the snow is gone and plenty of sunlight penetrating all the way to the forest floor and the ground thawing, we're going to have many more by the time we speak next week. So, yeah, well, welcome to the end of April, Lisa, and it looks like it's going to be a good one. You know, what still hasn't happened is the lakes. I've been driving in the last few days and seeing a lot of lakes, all of which are still ice-covered. Snow is pretty much all gone. I've only seen snow in a couple of north-facing hillsides, but the ice on the lakes is still there. So we'll see. It's been an interesting trip.
It has indeed, Larry. We'll talk again next week.
Take care.
Looking forward to it. Larry Weber will join us live from the month of May next week, like he always does, at 8:20 right here on 103.3 KUMD.